We're doing Gemara Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we're up to the third white line. Magila Bepumin de Abaye. Abaye used to frequently say the following gem. Lo'olam ye'adam arum bi'ira. A person should always be cunning in his fear and his awe of God. It means that,
What does that mean?
It has to be quiet.
Okay.
Like a cunning
fear.
Like a
fear
that
person has to think into how to do it. Meaning it's not always simple to be a God-fearing person. One person says, I'm eating for the sake of the service of Hashem. He's doing it for the next guy to hear him. And in every aspect of Yiras Hashem, you have to be cunning to figure out how to really do it, how to do it well, how to overcome ourselves, how to conquer ourselves. You have to really use cunning in order to convince yourself to be real. Meaning, it's work, it's not easy. It's very, very easy to be external. It's very, very hard to be real, and a person has to outsmart himself, really. Because the overt desire is to be external. In everything, including the fear of Hashem, especially the fear of Hashem. Because real fear of Hashem is very hard to acquire. So he says you got to use cunning. You got to really think how to do it for real, because we could be pulled in every direction in the name of the fear of Hashem, and none of it's real. So a person's got to use cunning. Ma'ane rach, meshiv chima. A person should remember that to respond gently is what brings back anger, meaning it causes the anger to rescind or recede. Umarbe shalom imechav, a person should try to have a lot of peace with his brothers, ve'im krovav, and his relatives, ve'im kol adam, and with every person, v'afiru im nochi bashuk. You see, this is an instruction that Abai used to frequently say, because it's not so simple. Sometimes we can make peace with everyone but our neighbor, with everyone but our brother. And he begins and he says, make a lot of peace with your brother and your relatives and everyone, and even a non-Jew in the marketplace, k'dei she'yehei ahuv lemala v'nechmad lemata. And this will cause a person to be loved up above, and people will like him down below. They'll cherish him down below. V'yem kubal al abriot, and he'll be accepted on all of God's creatures. So that's what Abaye used to frequently say. That was the gem that Abaye used to frequently say. But how to be a gentle and kind person. Remember, Abaye himself was a Kohen, so he was his natural tendency was to be tempered. But no. Amru alav al Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. They said about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great disciple of Hillel, Shelo kdimo adam shalom meolam, v'afilu nochi bashuk. No one ever said shalom first to him. He always said it first, even to a non-Jew, a Gentile in the marketplace. He was quick to greet him if it was someone who it made sense to greet. You know, their marketplaces had 2 million people a day. He wasn't walking around saying shalom, 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 shalom. But whoever made sense to greet, he would always be first to greet him. Magula bepumi de Rava, a gem that Abaye would frequently say, tachlit chokhma, the essence of wisdom is that together with the wisdom you have tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. Wow, I thought if you're so smart, you never have to do tshuva. No, that's what he's telling you. No such thing. So the essence of wisdom is that it is coupled with tshuva and good deeds. Shlo yehei adam kore v'shoneh. A person shouldn't learn Torah, Tanakh, learn Mishnah, Gemara, uvoet v'avi v'imo v'rabo. And he kicks back at his father and mother and teacher. Uvemishu gadol mimenu b'chokhma v'minyan. And someone who's smarter than him or older than him, shnemal, the pasuk says, reshit chokhma yirat Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem, and wisdom is granted to all those who do them, laosim, to those who perform lo ne'emar, ela le'oseihem. What is that extra hey teaching me? Laosim lishma, ve'lo laosim shelo lishma. Specifically for those who do it for the sake of the mitzvah, for the sake of Hashem. If you're really doing it for the sake of Hashem, then the Torah shouldn't cause you to kick back at your father and mother and teacher and other people who you should respect. So that's what Rav is telling us. The essence of Torah, the essence of wisdom, is when it's coupled with these things, because otherwise you haven't reached the essence. That's not real wisdom. Real wisdom shouldn't cause you to be picking fights with everyone. V'chol ha'oseh shelo lishma, and if someone does it not for the sake of Torah, but he's doing it to pick fights with people, to be able to show them that he's smarter than them, that he knows better than them, nach lo shelo nivra, would be better if he was never created. Would have been better if he would have been a miscarriage. That's a pretty harsh statement, but that's what it says. If a person's just not on the level that he's learning lishma, he's learning, but part of it is about his ego, part of it is because he wants to get a title, part of it is because he wants parnasa, part of it is because he values the Torah, part of it is that he likes intellectual stimulation. Okay, we say that's fine. With time, his intentions will get purer and purer. But if his point in learning is to pick on people and to tell them what to do and to always show people where they got it wrong, so that, the Talmud says, better if he never learned Torah altogether. Better if he was never created. The Gemara continues, Magala bepume de Rav. Rav would frequently say the following, Jem loch ha'olam hazeh olam haba. This, the world to come isn't like this world. Olam haba en bo lo achila ve lo shtia ve lo puya ve uvya ve lo masal matam lo kina ve lo sna ve lo tachrut. The world to come doesn't have any eating or drinking or procreating or business or jealousy or hatred or competition. El tzadikim yoshevin, but the righteous sit, v'atotehim v'rashihim, and their crowns are in their head, v'ne'enim iziv ha'shchina, and they enjoy the radiance of the Shechina, sh'ne'emar v'yachzu et ha'elokim v'yachlu v'yishtu. As the verse says, that the elders, when they saw Hashem, it was like they were eating and drinking, that they had satiation from the shine of the Shechina, as if they had eaten and drank. It wasn't even necessary to eat and drink, and they benefited just from the shine of the Shechina. Okay, we'll pick up here next time.